USA News, I'm Skip Kelly. United Auto Workers are getting tired as tensions begin to rise during the ongoing auto strike.
The first week, everybody was gung-ho.
The UAW strike is in its sixth week now, and fatigue is setting in for some workers on the picket lines, like Darvin Fletcher, who's been working for Ford for the last 28 years.
I go with the B.B. King song. The thrill is gone. Nobody wants to do this. We're all going financially bankrupt.
Picketing workers are only receiving $500 per week before taxes right now, and automakers complain they've reached their negotiation limits. Tens of thousands of striking auto workers remain off the job. 6,000 others have also been laid off. All this with economic losses due to the auto strike already well into the billions of dollars. At least 4,385 Palestinians have been killed in the Gaza Strip since the start of the war between Israel and Hamas on October 7th, according to the territory's health ministry. Also, the report says 1,756 children and 967 women are among those killed. At least 13,561 people have been injured in Gaza, relentlessly being bombarded in retaliation for the Hamas attack on Israeli soil. The Israeli government warns its people now against traveling to Egypt and Jordan, and that those already there should leave immediately due to threats of harm against Israelis and Jews. Israel has also increased its warning for Morocco, telling Israelis to avoid all non-essential travel to the North African country and all other Muslim nations. This weekend marks the 75th anniversary of In-N-Out Burger.
Established back in 1948 in Baldwin Park in Southern California, the chain remains family-owned and boasts over 300 locations, all in the western U.S. If you live back east, sorry, you're missing out. To commemorate the 75th anniversary, a celebration is scheduled at the Pomona Raceway this weekend. I'm John Schaefer.
This is USA News.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Early Sunday, Egyptian media reported that a second convoy of 17 trucks crossed into Gaza. On Saturday, the first 20-truck convoy carrying food, water, and medicine entered the besieged Palestinian enclave for the first time since the start of the war. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin said the U.S. will be deploying more military assets to the Middle East to bolster regional deterrence efforts amid escalating tensions by Iran and its proxy forces across the region. The situation in Washington continues to unfold as Congress is still without a leader. The Speaker of the House position is still wide open, and at least 7 Republicans are expected to run for Speaker when the House reconvenes this week. That list includes Majority Whip Tom Emmer of Minnesota. Some of those candidates are already reportedly working the phones this weekend to get that support they will need to get the job with the gavel, according to ABC News. But Congress is definitely on the clock now as the deadline for a government shutdown is less than a month away. Comedian Adam Sandler, who's making the rounds on his I Missed You tour, stopped his show at the SAP Center in Jose when a fan close to the stage had a medical emergency.
Here we go. Everybody, medic coming? All right, here comes the medic. Okay. Here we go. Over here, guys. Right down there on the left. All right, let's take a few seconds. Just let these guys concentrate, all right?
Sandler waited until the medics were taking the fan out of the show and told him, "Feel better there, youngster," and asked the audience to give him a round of applause. I'm Skip Kelly, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.